live from the Miracle Lane Studios. It's time for some sports talk right here on the Fort Recovery Radio. Now here's your host, Bubba and Fee.
Hey, welcome to Sports Talk with Bubba Fee. Wednesday night, Fort Recovery. What do you call this place? Auditorium?
The auditorium. Middle school auditorium. Pretty sweet.
Auditorium. What's the difference between an auditorium and an auditorium?
Auditorium.
It's half cafeteria.
It's half cafeteria.
There you go.
In cafeteria.
Did you know that, Calpy?
Oh, I didn't know that. Absolutely. That's easy stuff.
You knew that this was an auditorium because it's a cafeteria.
Yeah.
I did not know that. We just got done listening to Mr. Hall of Fame beat writer of the Cincinnati Reds, Al McCoy. And he's going to come up after he gets done signing books and taking pictures and kissing babies. And we're going to have him on live.
It's a good crowd here.
Yeah. I think I counted 72.
Really? Ain't bad.
Not counting the, you know, the people, us morons back here and back.
Yeah.
So that's pretty good. He's only got like 50 books. So
How many stops did he have?
Just this one.
Just this one.
Yeah,
just
this one. He stopped at Maidrite's on the way up. First time he's ever ate a Maidrite.
Really?
That's what he said.
No way.
Yeah, he got one. He said he had to go back and get another one.
Nobody eats one.
Should I tell him about the time me and Bill drove through the drive-thru and got 22?
22 for two guys?
we just nudged by just
a couple.
20 Maidrites, Mr. McCoy.
We was hungry.
What are you guys doing tomorrow afternoon? Anything?
Tomorrow afternoon, I don't know. Might take
it
a ball game.
We'll
go golfing.
I think, well, no, I got a little something going on tomorrow afternoon down in Columbus.
Columbus?
You heading to Columbus?
Yeah,
Columbus.
Huntington Field. Got a little something going on down there.
Really?
Ball game.
That could be kind of fun.
I think that might be awesome.
Oh, my goodness.
It is going to be something, ain't it?
It's going to be excitement.
I'm thinking,
hey, Jack.
You know, Bye, Jackson. I think, you know, we always say it's all gravy from here, but... Jeez, it would be neat, wouldn't it?
You going tomorrow?
Huh? Are you on the air?
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Just a question I want you to ask.
Okay.
One question for Mr. McCoy.
Yeah.
It's right or dead.
Has he ever not written an article that needed to be written?
Oh, Jack. Great article.
That's a good one.
Good one. Repeat that in case people didn't.
I got it.
Couldn't pull the trigger, is what you're saying.
Have you ever not written an article that needed to be written?
I would say the answer to that question is absolutely. I bet he has.
I bet he has, too.
It is absolutely what?
Yeah, I'd say the answer to that is yes.
Here's what the real answer might be. He's written the publisher with the publisher.
That's true. He might have written some that he didn't get to write.
Oh, I guarantee you nobody looks at his work.
Not anymore, but
no.
You think
any? Oh, you think
for the Reds, he could write anything he wants.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe when he was younger, though, they might have put the hedge on him a couple times.
I'll bet you. Well, that's another question we'll ask him.
If anybody looks at his work?
Yeah.
I'd say no.
Ain't no way.
I wouldn't think so either.
He'd probably punch him if somebody said, I better take a good
look
at that.
He's probably an arrogant.
I mean,
you know he's like Marty.
I'm the champ.
I'll bet the players hate him. Huh? No, I'd say the new players hate him. I did too.
That is a good one.
Isn't that a great story? Yeah. No, we're here on, we're sitting here, house signing books. I'm really worried I ain't going to get any. It's going to make me mad.
Oh, I better get one.
We'll get one.
Absolutely.
Yeah. We'll be in a rage if we don't.
He can send us one.
Let's talk about what happened last weekend.
I'm all right. Last weekend.
I ain't proud.
We had, we played a pretty good regional. We played two really good teams there, and wow. We came out on top both times. Pretty
fun.
Baseball cookies.
Thursday was, we go down there. And the way that game turned out was perfect. And then Friday we go down and we got to play Country Day.
Country Day, who I tell you what, I told both you guys. I watched them. I didn't think they were that good. I didn't think they hit the ball that good. They just pounded the ball.
They hit it pretty good on Friday.
They piss pounded it.
They hit it pretty good on Friday.
Yeah.
So So, in Newark Catholic, you guys, did you go watch them play the other night?
I did not.
You did not?
No,
I got to talk to Baxi a little bit, and he said they went down and watched them, and he said that
you're not going to get much out of that.
No.
I mean,
half the kids didn't play, and some of them batted and didn't play
field.
That's
pretty much what I told him. I said, don't think you watch what they're going to give you.
Right. I don't think either. I kind of talked to Hobbsy today. He talked to the team they played first.
Painesville?
Went 8 innings or something, 9 innings. He knows their coach or something. Talked to them, and their coach was really high on them. He said they're really good. He said they don't make mistakes. He said they wait on you to make a mistake.
That's what good teams do.
That's about what we figured.
Yeah.
I think you know, it'll come down to Jackson again. I mean, if he's on his game, he's a pretty good pitcher.
You ain't kidding.
Indians got nothing on the All-State. Jackson got honorable mention.
Yeah, I kind of thought
maybe he would get second team All-State.
He got second team last year. And we've had a better. He's got a better record, and we have a better record. But Jerry also said that is last year they may have had like 50 guys that were nominated, and this year he thought there was like 80 or 90.
Ooh.
He says, I think everybody had it. Everybody was nominating somebody.
Bunch of boys.
So, and he said, you know, a lot of that, you look at them and then guys have .555 batting averages and stuff. They play in leagues that they just clobber.
Sure, kill people.
Absolutely.
Then, you know, you see them numbers and you about got to vote for them. But
it's all a bunch of moron sports writers.
Yeah.
Ooh. Got a couple sitting here looking at us.
Oh, whoa. I got an evil look.
An evil eye look back here.
We have one standing here.
Derek told me that last night. Mike Sell came over and threw the boys.
Yeah.
How cool was that?
I thought that was very impressive.
Awesome.
I tell you what, he's a class act boy. I tell you what.
I think that, you know, I'm assuming Jerry might have called Coach Dorner or something.
Should we back up a little bit, give him a little room?
Well, I pulled these chairs over. I thought Hal would want one, obviously. But
yeah, he will.
Anyhow, I think that's pretty dang cool.
Yeah, I thought so too. I mean, and that kid, it's hilarious watching him. He just stands out there and barely throws it, and he's throwing it 75 mile an hour.
Yeah,
I could go out there and heave for a week, and I couldn't get that fast. He's a pretty good athlete.
I asked him. I said, "Did you get any hits off of him?" He said, "Only when he told me what was coming."
He was pretty nice about that.
That's what he said. That's pretty awesome, actually.
Yeah.
I said, "Well, you won't have that luxury."
Unfortunately.
So we're still up here at the Auditoria. Hal's down front signing some books yet. Line is probably, I don't know, 25 people.
Yeah.
Taking pictures and stuff, and we're going to get him up here. I already talked to him prior, and he's going to come up. And
good.
He said he's got plenty of time, so we'll shoot some stuff at him. And
that'd be awesome.
It was pretty cool, though. As he come in, he kind of gave us the old Go Fort recovery.
Did he?
Yeah.
That's
pretty
awesome.
Neat. Yeah. So
I wonder if he goes to – he probably doesn't go to the high school state tournaments.
No.
Probably he sticks with the major leagues and stuff.
Yeah, I'd say he don't do any of that stuff. I think that you know what? He still writes – like he was telling me beforehand, he writes – like he'll write tonight's game. He DVRs it, then he'll watch it when he gets home, and he'll write the article and have it in a paper.
Is that right? That's kind of neat.
Yeah.
I mean, he's got a long night.
Yeah, kidding, he does.
Absolutely.
So, you know, if he gets out of here at – say he gets out of here at 8:30, he's got an hour and a half home, hour and, you know, he's writing at 10. That thing's got to be up.
And he's got to watch a game.
Yeah.
We talked to him on an opening day one time. I think it was still at Riverfront. And just happened to bump into him and talk to him for a while. He was great that day.
Yeah.
You know, and he talked to us like he knew us and played golf with us that morning. I mean, we were just shooting the ball and talking Reds, and everybody was fired up. He was fired up.
Pretty good down-to-earth guy. Huh?
Yeah,
he is. He's very down-to-earth. That's right.
That's pretty neat. I tell you what, this it's amazing how many, I mean, us getting this far in a baseball, you know, it's so fun. Like all the schools that are, you know, I kind of see some of the stuff, you know, the Cavaliers, they wish us luck, you know, the Marion Locals wished us luck, and it's pretty neat.
Absolutely.
I mean, Jerry's getting texts from everybody.
Yeah.
And it's, I mean,
you think they really root for us? You think they really want us to lose?
Well,
you
probably us. 60 years.
You sent those texts to those guys, too. You sent.
I do.
You've tweeted out to them, hey, good luck, Cavaliers, good luck, Flyers,
you know,
football.
It's probably a little different when it's the Flyers and football for their seventh straight year, winning state championship. Right. Good luck, guys. Oh, God, I'm going to win another one.
See us again next year.
Yeah. You know? But when it's a team that ain't been there for 50 years, I hope they win one.
I'll tell you who I root for is Jay County.
Yeah. Now, their baseball team beat Coldwater, and then I don't know whatever happened. I never heard that as far
they,
as
they got beat last week. I think they finished up what 11-7 or 8
11-14
Well, after they beat them, Rob, I seen Rob Weaver somewhere, and he said fluke.
He said, is that right?
If they play Coldwater 10 times, they'll beat them once.
One time.
Is that right?
That's what. But.
Yeah. They beat them. They got lucky that night.
Kent County's always fundamentally sound. They're usually a pretty good baseball team.
Okay, so you remember when they had the dude with the one leg?
Yeah.
And they hit how many home runs against us?
Yeah, Cody's class.
How many years ago was that?
He was, that'd be at least 6.
They had Josh Lutie, the kid to the catcher that's
yeah, the
playing
catcher.
In the minors somewhere, or used to be.
Yeah, that team they had that year was really, really good. In fact, that might be the last year we played them.
Yeah.
It's tough
we don't
to get
play them anymore.
There.
Why is that?
I think it was that.
That's is that right?
They clobbered us?
We were on the downhill decline, and they were on the uphill.
They were mad. They were awesome.
And they clobbered us. I mean, clobbered us. Yeah, it was unbelievable for a high school team how many home runs they hit.
Is that right? 70 or 80 home runs in a season?
Every one of them had 8-10 home runs. It was incredible.
Oh, my God.
We went over there, and they hit, I bet they hit at least 5, didn't they, Bob, against us? I mean, it was over. They just kept hitting bombs.
Really?
It's right and left.
Chuck Rohr is on his 4th cookie.
Chuck's hitting it hard.
Yeah. He's been working hard.
I just came from Trusty Woods, boys. It was great.
Was it busy? Trusty
Woods? Yeah, took my wife out to eat.
Happy anniversary, by the way. 26
years,
brother.
Thank you. Yeah, 26 biggins. Yeah.
Congratulations there, biggins.
Yes, sir.
So is tonight going to be like a, is this going to be a little special night at Cow Palace?
No, absolutely not. We same old, same old. I said, you want to go up get something to eat? She said, yeah. She knew I wanted to come up here and get a buck. And so we went to the Trusty Woods, had a good meal, and here I am.
Good for you. Now, did you get her flowers?
No, didn't even get her a card. But the best thing was,
look at this.
Uh-oh, here comes cookies.
Cookies.
Is that a
happy days.
Ooh, snickerdoodle.
Funny thing was, I got out of the shower, and I heard Lucy tell Joelle, she said, I forgot to get Dad a card. And as soon as I heard that, I didn't get her one either.
Yeah.
So I said, hey, you know, that was on my to-do list today, too, and I kind of forgot.
I was going to get that done.
Even Stevens.
So what time are you leaving tomorrow?
6:30.
Thank you. Oh, you're going golfing.
Yep. 6:30 tomorrow morning. I'm going to be hitting the road, heading due east.
I got one. Thank
due
you,
east. Where are you playing at, Gabby?
Columbus Country Club.
Ooh.
Stoney bought a round at the Columbus Country Club last year when we played in the that cancer tournament that Ohio State runs down there.
Yep.
And he usually buys a round of golf somewhere. So he bought the Columbus Country Club. The year before it was at Scioto, which is really, really nice. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to that.
That'll be fun.
Yeah.
I will.
Hopefully it don't rain. What is the weather? My wife said it's 50% chance of rain.
I thought it was
20
beautiful.
Now.
Yeah, I thought it was supposed to be.
Yeah, that's what I told
78. Bring it on.
I can't wait.
I can't either. I'm excited.
I told Stoney we had to be. I got to be at the Huntington Field an hour before the game.
Okay, so I see where we're setting. We're not in press box. We're out on the terrace.
I think that'd be great.
I love it.
Yeah. You guys are on the terrace?
Yeah.
Good, because I can never see you.
I think
I'm always
great.
Giving you a thumbs up, and I can't tell which booth you're in. I'm trying to find my buds up, but I can't see nothing.
Well, we're a little target.
Yeah, we are. We're pretty small. Usually we're at the back table getting something to eat. That's where we
hey, I wonder if they're going to feed us tomorrow.
I don't know. Harrison's thinking he's going to come. Yeah, I mean, he was in love with the Sloppy Joe last week, so.
I didn't get one.
You guys are getting fed, too?
Let's oh, yeah.
Harrison made the whole crock pot full of Sloppy Joes.
Is that right?
Yeah, and then Friday they shut us out. No.
Yeah.
Couldn't feed you.
Friday we couldn't even get water.
They're mad at us.
I've never seen guys eat so many Sloppy Joes. You wiped them out. That was supposed to last 2 days.
Yeah, it was supposed to be a 2-day event. Nope.
You got
one game.
Out. Out.
Oh, shoot.
Well, I'll meet you tomorrow in Columbus.
Yeah, I'm parking. I'll be at Huntington Field tomorrow morning at 8:30.
Oh, you're going to meet him there? And then
I'm going to meet him there, and then I'm going to hop in his car. He'll hop in mine. We'll go play, and then we'll come back.
I can't wait.
So.
Especially when this game's so bad.
It's going to be interesting. I got a text message tonight that I think the fire truck's coming out again tomorrow morning.
Absolutely. Send them out of town?
Going to take them out of town.
Hell yes.
I seen they had a pep deal.
Yeah, supposed to
like 9:30 or 10.
Grand leaving. Let's take a break or something.
Let's take a break. We'll be right back.
Yeah,
Bubba and B right
pay
here.
Pay some bills, Neil.
Hi, this is Chad Guggenbeller with Wayne IGA. It's garage sale time here in Fort Recovery, June 4th through the 6th, and the deals are smoking hot here in our store. There's all kinds of deals on steaks, chops, burgers, and brats, all kinds of beverages to your liking, and, of course, a produce and deli department that has full service and fresh food cut and prepared to your liking. So, come on over and barter for some deals on the streets of Fort Recovery. Shop the town and then enjoy all kinds of great deals right here. Traditional service, historical value. Shop Wayne IGA in historic Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Visit the 47-acre campground at Rossburg Acres. There are plenty of permanent and short-term camping sites available with water and electric hookups. Call 419-375-4944 or 419-852-0115 to make your reservations. If you are planning a party or a get-together, there are two large shelter houses available for rent on Sundays. One of these is sure to meet your needs. Make sure your reservations are in advance by calling 419-375-4944 or 419-852-0115 or visit RossburgAcres.com.
Do you have an upcoming special occasion, large group meeting, family gathering, or any type of get-together? If so, and no matter the occasion, call Tin Man's in downtown Fort Recovery and allow us to fill all your catering needs. We strive to give you excellent food and at an affordable price. Food is the center of when we gather to celebrate. Let Tin Man's help in making those meals ones you will enjoy and let us do the work for you. That's Tin Man's in downtown Fort Recovery, offering catering services to fit any needs.
Fort Recovery Radio wants to thank our hundreds of loyal listeners for tuning in to our great variety of music, news and information of the Fort Recovery area, and all the varsity sports broadcast live. Thanks again for tuning in to FortRecoveryRadio.com.
Roger Tamron wants one and get Sam one.
Hey, we're back. Bubba and Fee Show. We are here live at the middle school auditorium. And we're joined by the...
One and only.
I don't know. What is your title, anyway?
Officially, I am the sports editor at the Commercial Review.
Sports editor? The sports editor at the Commercial Review.
Chris Shantz.
Sean.
God. I thought I had it.
Bubba's got
Fonzie.
It.
Fonzie.
Yep. Shonzy.
Yes, I am the sports department. Everything in the sports section is pretty much done by me, unless I...
Hey, you're killing it this week, by the way.
He is kicking some major
butt. Loving the article this week.
You interviewed Harold. What are you did? Why?
I did not interview Harold.
Ray did?
Ray got him.
I interviewed just about everybody else. Well, I've got some more.
Did you interview King Charlie?
For what?
Are you kidding me?
What has he done for this team?
Sound man for the Stars.
We wouldn't have pregame music. We wouldn't have a mic. This guy is behind the scenes MVP of Fort Recovery baseball.
Okay.
Big.
In so, Fort Recovery, everything in the...
Maybe like a postseason column.
Okay, there you go. I like that. Right. I like that.
We'll see what I can manage.
First of all, you have the greatest gig ever.
I love it.
Huh?
I love it.
It is awesome.
Okay, so we play a baseball game on... like Memorial Weekend.
Saturday?
Yeah. And then on Sunday, you're at the Indy 500, which I can't figure out.
A car got me there.
Nice. I don't get it. You're covering the Indy 500 for a Commercial Review. Yes.
Who was
your boss? Jack Rommel?
Yes.
And you said, hey, I'm going to go cover the Indy 500. Oh, wait a minute. I'm going to go see Justin Verlander's pitching at Indianapolis.
I want to do that.
I'm going to go cover him following.
Well, going to...
Muhammad Ali's taking a Duke in Louisville. I'm going to go.
I might want to drive down here and check that out.
Going to see Justin Verlander was kind of a pleasure trip. Looking back on it, I kind of wish... I wouldn't have done it because he didn't make it past the third inning or out of the third inning. And also, I did a lot of driving that week.
Yeah, wore you out
so,
a little bit.
Yeah, so having to drive to Indianapolis again, I was kind of dreading that fact, but I got to watch baseball.
Absolutely.
Can't beat that. 60 cents a mile for mileage.
Yes.
I drove 850 miles for work last week.
That's good.
Wow.
Good stuff.
So,
are you going up tomorrow?
Did you really just ask that question?
Go to Zach.
I mean, are you driving up? You going with Ray? What's...
I'm riding the bus.
No, you're not.
I'm riding the bus with the players.
Are you really?
I am.
That's a good idea. You staying overnight then?
No. Ray
is... we were staying overnight.
They are. I'm not.
Boys are.
How are you getting home there, brother?
Ray, Ray's driving. We were going to drive together, but then I kind of got the idea to hitch a ride with the players,
mm-hmm.
just to kind of get a feel for what the experience is like on the way there. I mean, biggest game these kids are ever going to play.
Absolutely.
Until Fiso. Saturday, obviously.
Until Saturday.
So, Fiso, this week in practice, has it been a media circus?
Yeah, been a lot of them out there. Kind of fun.
Yeah.
I actually tweeted today, you know, I've been at practice every day this week. I've written a story or two every day this week. Does that make me part of the media circus?
I see.
I mean, am I legitimately there? I was at practice yesterday.
It's been a long time.
We had
TV guys were there yesterday.
Yeah, the TV guy was there. It was his second day.
Which one was there?
Second day.
Coons?
WOSN.
Coons? Or was it the other guy?
I can't remember what the kid's name.
I think he was a
poopy-looking dude.
Yeah.
Camera
guy.
He's a nervous wreck. He's down there, and we're playing a Pony League game, and he's still out there taping himself to finish up his thing. We got balls flying by. I'm like, dude, you take it somewhere else.
You're going to get killed.
You're going to get killed out here.
Yeah, it's an amazing time in 4 recovery baseball history.
It is unbelievable.
Yeah, and the guys are just loving it. Great article you wrote on Jerry.
Thank you.
Yeah, man, you've done a whale of a job this week. I've enjoyed the heck out of reading that stuff.
They are good.
What about like here? So how many papers does Portland sell in Fort Recovery?
Not enough. I can tell you that much. We would definitely love to sell a couple more. I'm not the one to ask about those numbers, but it's mm-hmm. probably somewhere between, 4,000 and 6,000, maybe 7,000 per day.
Close.
No, wait a minute.
That's a big range, I understand, but...
No, how many do you sell in Fort Recovery?
Not enough. I don't know that answer. And like I said to your previous question, I don't even know how to answer.
Right.
Yeah.
That's something I've kind of want to figure out because I've had a number of people over the last couple of days ask me if the commercial review is available in Fort Recovery, which I told them yes, because I think so. I'm not sure.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But I'm not sure how it's delivered, like if it's delivered same day or not. But we would definitely like to...
Thanks, Chuck.
...like to have some more subscribers out in this area because we've heard on a number of occasions that people enjoy our stuff a little more than the standard.
Well, you do
You
do a better job of following us. You know, and a lot of people from Fort Recovery have a little bit of a chip on our shoulder because they think we get out-coveraged in the slant. And I can understand that. I mean, if you're selling 5,000 standards in Salina and 400 in Fort Recovery, who are you going to cover?
Right. What's going to be your big article?
Yeah, right.
I can't hardly blame them.
No. And it's just, I understand that. And as far as Portland goes, they've always done a good job of covering Fort Recovery sports.
Oh, it's fantastic.
Yeah.
It's just, I noticed in the football season this past year that I only got to watch them play their two playoff games. Or actually, their two playoff games. And it was a shame that in 2 years I've only got to see them twice.
Yeah.
Because I've obviously have my obligation with Jay County on Friday nights. And we're still able, with the addition of myself and Ray still covering sports too, we have the opportunity to, I go where Jay goes and... Mm-hmm. Ray can come over to Fort Recovery to cover those boys. But, I just like to be able to see every team every season at least once, and I just never got that opportunity last year. Fortunately, with them making the playoffs this year, I was able to.
Yeah.
And it was a good time.
Yeah. We're here at the Bubba and Fee Sports Talk here at Fort Recovery Radio. We got Chris Shawn's on the line. Chris is following the Indians. We got Hal McCoy coming up. He's still signing some books and getting some pictures taken. He's going to drop by, and we're going to have a little... I guess a shoot the crap session with Hal and ask him a few questions, and he's very politely said he'd stop up and it'll be fun, and we're going to ask him. One thing, Shaunzy, that I'm not a guy who's going to sit here and tell you what a great guy you are, but I will say this: as I read Twitter and I read Facebook, you have a great rapport with the kids. You have a lot of kids that. And that's got to be a big plus for you as far as getting into the area. You come from where? Michigan?
Yeah, I'm from Michigan.
I'm sorry.
It's about 4 hours away. But, you mentioned that. That's kind of one thing that I feel has helped me with this job is getting to know those players on a more personal level than just I write about you guys and what you do on the field or the court or, so on and so forth. And, you know, any reporter can come in and write a story on, you know, Fort Recovery baseball, but they're not, the players may not open up to them as much as they do me.
Right.
Because I feel that I'm there, I'm visible, I'm at practice, I show up to as many of these games as I possibly can, and I interact with these players. It's not just I'm there to do business. You know, I'm a couple of athletes in Jay County that I've had the pleasure of covering, I've actually hung out with outside. Like, the only hunting trip that I've taken in Indiana since I moved down here is with a couple of Jay County football players.
That's cool.
Oh, that's a good deal.
How old a guy are you?
I'm 29.
29. Your beard makes. I'm right at 29.
I'm about 29.
I'm almost 30. I'm on the home stretch, some might say.
Yeah. So you made your way to Jay County. Where was you at before you came here?
I was back home. I graduated college in 2011 from Central Michigan University, and I hadn't exactly landed my a journalism job yet. So I was kind of working a dead end job in a restaurant.
Yeah.
You know, working in the kitchen, and every so often I would apply to different media organizations throughout the country, and, you know, I really wasn't looking at anything in Michigan because I didn't necessarily want to stay there. You know,
yeah.
there's 49 other states I want to experience this country, you know.
So how'd you sneak down this way?
I applied.
Is that right?
Yep.
You seen the job came up?
I saw the job posting. I applied.
I'm going to head down.
I get a call back. Honestly, when I got a call, I was like, where's Portland, Indiana? Like, I had no idea. Honestly, though, when I came down for my interview, that was the first time I had been in Indiana.
Is that right?
Yeah. And actually, I was interviewed this date 2 years ago.
Is that right?
Yeah.
I'll be day.
That's pretty cool. Neat.
What's your favorite sport?
Baseball.
So this
down.
You're Jones right now.
Yeah. This
you're
is great.
Happy about it. Absolutely.
This is awesome. I mean, it's. I've noticed, you know, I've covered a lot of sports now that I didn't do prior to moving down here. Baseball and football were the only two sports I covered when I moved down. I did some freelance work for a small newspaper back home.
Mm-hmm.
But I've learned a lot about a whole lot of other sports, basketball in particular.
Yeah.
Like, obviously, it's huge in Indiana, and I could care less about basketball before I got here, honestly. But writing about baseball, softball, and football, that's my wheelhouse.
Like,
I mean, that's easy.
Yeah.
Some of the other stuff was a challenge at first, especially basketball. But, you know, it's year two now. Everything's a lot easier. Everything is just, it's natural now. So.
Yeah. Two hairs. All right. Well, Shaunzy, we're going to get Hal up here. Appreciate you stopping in here, and we're going to get you on here. You're kind of going to be a little bit of a guest here during season, and
for sure.
That'll be good. We enjoy having you on here.
When Hal's done, if you want me to throw some headphones on,
You got time.
I got time.
Okay, I like it.
Time is mine.
We're going to take a break here. We're coming right back with Hal McCoy. Bubba and Fee Radio.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me.
Sir, you betcha, Chris.
As an agency active in the farming community for over 85 years, Fort Recovery Insurance understands the unique needs of Ohio and Indiana farmers. By combining our farm background with a carrier like Buckeye Insurance Group, we're able to offer the specific coverage you need for your farm at an affordable price. To protect the unique needs of your farm now and for years to come, visit our office in downtown Fort Recovery or contact us at 419-375-4041. That's Fort Recovery Insurance and Buckeye Insurance Group, insuring the heartland.
You know how some people have a green thumb? Well, everything on Steve Stone is green. Well, I mean, I don't really know from firsthand experience, but I do know he grows stuff like a freaking magician. Last time I counted, 14 greenhouses. Naturally, Nature's Green Nursery and Garden Center also keeps a huge stock of mulch, potting soil, urns, planters, and beautiful, long-lasting lawn furniture and accessories of such high quality, you'll have to put them in your will. Nature'sGreenNursery.com.
Call B&D Contracting at 419-234-2976 for all your building needs. They specialize in building custom homes, plus commercial and agricultural buildings. No shortcuts, just good solid construction by builders with years of experience. Call Dave Kalp at 419-234-2976. B&D Contracting is a proud athletic supporter.
June 1st through June 6th, the Fort Recovery Friends of the Library will be having a used book sale at the library. So stop in for bargains on magazines, books, CDs, DVDs, and more. And on Saturday, June 6th only, all books will be sold for only $1 a bag. That's the used book sale at the Fort Recovery Library, June 1st through June 6th.
Are we on? Hey, we're back here. Jose Fowler. I love Jose Fowler. Yeah. Hey, we're back here at the auditorium here in Fort Recovery High School. Actually, it's Fort Recovery Middle School.
The middle school.
The middle school at Fort Recovery. My wife's down there driving Hal McCoy nuts right now. He's probably ready to stab her with a pen. Whoops. Now she's staring at me. She's got great ears. So Huntington Park, I was just screwing around, and I Googled it.
What do you get?
The most beautiful place I've ever seen.
It's unbelievable. I haven't seen any of it. I talked to Eric Shane here, which Coldwater went last year, and he said, you ain't going to believe how nice this place is.
Yeah.
They must have the batting cages there under the
under stadium.
Under the stadium. He said, it's pretty neat. I'm looking forward to it.
That's my grandson, Lane, doing a little crying.
Lane ain't Calvary's
hurting. Holding him.
That's probably why he's crying.
Calvary got the touch back.
My wife wants something. What do you want, baby? Another 20. Well, that's great. This Hal McCoy thing's cost me right at $300.
Hal's retired. Off above it enough.
Did Sam get one?
Yeah. Yeah, it sounds like our itinerary. I think they're going to stay overnight tomorrow night.
Are you staying or what are you doing?
No, I'm coming home. I got to work Friday. And I thought maybe they were going to stay the whole weekend, but they're just staying tomorrow night. Win, lose, or draw. And then if we win, we're going to come back Friday night, sleep in their own beds, get up Saturday morning, drive down, and
I think that's
play
great.
The championship.
I think that they get to go there, win, lose, afterwards, go to a hotel, screw around, swim, just have
because
fun. Let them relax a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, because they've enjoyed, they've earned it.
Yeah, right. They have.
And if the state's going to pay for it, we're going to use it.
You know? Oh, this is on the state?
Man, I don't think so.
Yeah, state paid. Yeah, it is.
I think it was like $400 is what they gave.
Oh, well.
The state did. That'll get you a room and a half.
Yeah.
But
are you sure about that?
I'm pretty sure.
I think that the state pays for the rooms.
I know they had.
Ramel told me.
They had a thing in there tonight or something about asking people for money.
Now we got more money coming back. What's this?
Give her $400. She gave you $7 back. That ain't too bad.
This ain't too bad a deal.
It's a great deal.
Those aren't very good odds.
That's great. It is great.
Yeah. Yeah, but I think it'll be... It's going to be a tough one tomorrow, I think. I think they're pretty good. Their pitcher, I don't think, is going to be as powerful as the last two we faced, but I think he's pretty good. I mean, I think the guy that scouted for us, I mean, he had a great scouting report on him. And he said, you know, good fastball, but and decent curveball. I mean, nothing. He wasn't bragging him up like he's unhittable. So,
right.
So hopefully we'll be all right. But their catcher is all state, first team.
Seen that? They got about three.
And
kids.
Their shortstop was all state, first team. And I think they had another one that was honorable mention, maybe.
Just gonna have to find some green out there.
That's
yeah,
right.
Yeah. And hopefully we can get that done. I think so. What's that?
I believe it's less than an hour.
Yeah, I think less than an hour. Something like that.
Here comes Al McCoy, so we'll give him a...
So I'm going to sign off.
He's going to sit down here. Give him the headset.
Right here?
Yeah, if you would.
No problem.
Okay, Mr. McCoy. Welcome to Fort Recovery Radio. How you doing, sir?
I'm doing very well. What a great night.
I am honored. This is big for us.
This is big for us. Hey, it's nice to meet you, too, by the way.
Never been to Fort Recovery, and I'll be back. This is a nice place.
Well,
it's a great place.
We love having
the community.
You.
Yeah.
We love
I wish the
you.
Baseball team, the Indians, all the best. Boy,
we appreciate that.
We were just talking about what that's going to be like tomorrow. You know, for a bunch of, you know, we're a bunch of old farmers here. We're going to go to Huntington Park in Columbus and a beautiful, I think the Clippers play there now, and we're going to give it our best shot. You know,
that's
we're playing.
All you can do.
That's all you can do.
See what happens. You never know.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed listening to you talk. And one thing that our listeners, you named a Big Red Machine, basically. Is that right?
Yes, with a little help from Lee May, as I said, after a game, the Reds came from about 6 runs behind, 8 runs behind, and won a game. And I went into the clubhouse, and Lee May was shouting, "We're a machine, we're a machine," and I thought that was pretty cool, so I went up to the press box and wrote that the Reds were a machine, and then I thought, hey, you know, they were red, came up with Big Red Machine, and like I said, I wish I'd have patented it, I wouldn't be here right
now.
That
was big. That would have been big.
Yeah, you wouldn't be sitting here with us two morons, I'll say that. You know, a lot, you talk a lot about Pete Rose, up on, and you guys were friends.
Absolutely.
And I really enjoyed the story where you said that in 1989, is that when he...
Right.
In 15 years.
15 years, we went without speaking because I had to be the front guy at the paper writing all the stories about the investigation and asking him all the tough questions, and it became a kill the messenger type thing, and we didn't speak for 15 years.
So So as a guy who was in the, you know, you're there early, you see it, did you suspect something was...
Not a thing, not no baseball. Idea. We all knew that Pete loved the horses, he loved the dogs, and I heard him talk about betting on college basketball and football, but I never suspected that he was betting on baseball. And I'll tell you what, I should have known. This was in the Dowd report, the man who investigated Pete. He talked about a red binder that Pete kept in his desk and made his little betting notations. I saw that binder one day. I was sitting in his office by myself. And he called Sparky Anderson in Detroit. And Sparky was managing the Tigers. And he said, "Sparky, how's your pitcher tonight?" And this was before the days of interleague play. So he talked to Sparky for a while, and he got off the phone, and he made his little notations in his little red notebook. And I said to Pete, "Why do you care about the Detroit pitcher? You're never going to face the Detroit pitcher. They're in the American League." And he says, "Oh, Hal, you know, I just love everything about baseball."
Absolutely.
Yeah.
No reason to doubt that.
So what's your feeling on that? Do you feel like Pete, will he get in?
Will he get in the Hall of Fame?
With the new guy now, we got a chance?
No. Rob Manfred and Bud Selig are attached at the hip. They're bosom buddies. And Manfred is going to think just the way Bud did.
Yeah.
And Bud told me one day that as long as he lived, he would never,
He'll never get in.
No.
Yeah.
It's a shame because he belongs in the Hall of Fame.
That is a shame.
He can't get in the Hall of Fame unless he's reinstated. And even if he's reinstated, that doesn't mean he automatically goes in the Hall of Fame. He still has to be voted in. And he can't be voted in by the writers anymore because the 15 years has expired. He would have to be put in by the Veterans Committee. And there are a lot of ex- or Hall of Fame baseball players on the Veterans Committee who don't want him. So
probably bitter.
It's going to be tough, very bitter. Yeah.
Okay, so I got a couple questions
for you.
Devil or angel? I got a couple people. Mark Schott.
She's a devil slice angel. She did everything positive for the fans. The dollar hot dog. She loved the fans. Yeah. She would sit and sign autographs, but she was the devil to work for.
Is that right?
Yeah. People who worked for her could not stand her. I mean, she was a real taskmaster and very, very cheap.
Yeah.
The Reds. Your thoughts on the Reds today?
I picked them to finish last, and I caught a lot of grief. And I did say they could possibly beat out Milwaukee because I saw the holes in the bench.
You're looking like a genius right now.
Yeah, right now.
You got her down right now.
It's still young, but I saw the holes in the bullpen. I saw a very weak bench. I saw a pretty solid starting eight that could not afford any injuries.
Yeah.
And Devin Mesoraco's gone. Marlon Byrd is gone now. And they don't have anybody on the bench to replace them. But I thought, hey, maybe there's a possibility when they played three great games against the Nationals. A really good team and swept them, and then they got the woebegone Phillies down 4-2 with Cueto pitching, and they blow that game
right back.
That was not disappointing. That was a disaster.
And I know you got a long trip home yet tonight. And you got to write the article yet the game, so we don't want to take too much of your time. I have my brother here said he wanted to ask you one question.
All right.
And he wanted to know, have you not written an article that needed to be written?
Have I not?
Have you looked back and thought, man, I should have wrote that damn thing?
I can't think of that, but I can think of one that I wrote that I shouldn't have, and that involved my all-time favorite player, Eric Davis. My all-time favorite. Back when he played for the Reds, there was a rumor that he was going to be traded to the Phillies. So I called a couple of sources I had with the Phillies, and the guy says, "No, we're not interested in Eric Davis because he's on drugs." Well, instead of checking it out like a dummy, I ran with it and wrote the Phillies believe that Rose or that Davis is on drugs, so they're not interested in a trade. Of course, that crushed Eric. Mm. And to this day, he, after he told me how much he was disappointed in me that I wrote that, that the part of the country he came from was drug infested, and he saw what happened to people that did drugs, and he would never do them. And after that, he never mentioned it again. And in his he wrote a book, and he mentioned me in it three or four times, but it was all positive stuff, and he never mentioned how I almost destroyed his career. And he was so good to my grandkids and my son. My son used to go to spring training with me, and Eric would play catch with him, gave him equipment, and just was like a father to him. And when my grandson was born, he was named Eric. It was after Eric Davis.
After Eric Davis. Right. That's a great story. Yeah.
That is good.
So how about Marty? Is Marty... You know, I get so mad listening to Marty, but I love him. You know,
he does.
Everybody does.
So do you think that the players the young players, they think Marty, they think, man, you can be such. Hey, you know,
Homer Bailey won't even talk to him. Back in his younger days, Marty used to come in the clubhouse all the time. He doesn't even come in the clubhouse anymore because the players
don't care that much for him.
Yeah, because he's too gruff and say it how it is. And, He pretty much stays away.
Yeah. Of your all-time favorite Red, he said Eric Davis.
Right.
But he also was a huge Junior fan.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, yeah. Junior is the greatest. Great family man, great, great talent. And for some reason, he didn't trust too many writers. But the day that the Reds acquired him, he came up to me and he pointed at me. He said, "I've checked you out. My father says you're okay."
So, is that right?
Yeah. So from that day, I was okay. Because, you know, I covered his father and I covered Junior.
That's pretty neat. Yeah.
So talk a little bit about your book, Hal. Who'd you write it with?
The publisher, you mean?
Yeah.
Orange Fraser Press out of Wilmington, Ohio.
Okay.
Yeah. When I retired as a beat writer in 2009, Orange Fraser Press sent me a note and said, would you be interested in doing your memoir? And I looked at it and threw it in the back corner of my desk and forgot about it. And my wife, being the typical wife, kept nagging, when are you going to write your book? When are you going to write your book? What book? I don't have a book.
Sure.
And I run into people at the Kroger at Englewood and other places, fans say, well, you know, we want to read your book. So finally, last year, after procrastinating for about 5 years, I sat down in my man cave in my garage and I pulled out my laptop, didn't say anything to my wife, and I wrote the first chapter. And I handed it to her and I said, read this. And she sat and read it and she said, oh, this is really good. Where's chapter two? So she was my taskmaster, so I had to write 27 chapters. No, 55,000 words is a lot of words. I've written 25,000 baseball stories in my career, but they're all about 20 inches, about 900 to 1,000 words at a time. But to sit down and do 55,000 words in one taking.
Wow.
That's
how many years you've been married?
I've been married since 1999 to my current wife, Nadine, my angel, my guiding light. She's the best.
Well, that's
the
greatest. Well, we're going to, I know you got to get going, but I have one last question for you.
Whatever you got.
Okay. All your years in baseball, who is the one person, not a baseball player, non-baseball player, that you would like to interview that you didn't?
Babe Ruth.
Babe Ruth.
Babe Ruth.
Babe Ruth.
I would have liked to interview Babe Ruth when the Boston Red Sox finally got rid of the curse of the Bambino, won the World Series in St. Louis. I was trying to think of a column that I could write, and I did a mock interview with Babe Ruth of what I thought he might have said about the curse of the Bambino finally being lifted. I had him sitting down in the right field corner watching the game with his camel hair coat and a big cigar in his mouth and a hot dog in his hand. And I got more comments on it. I made everything up, and I got more comments on that than anything I'd ever done.
Right now.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's right. Were you a baseball player, Akron?
Yes. My father was a semi-pro pitcher, and when he came back from World War II, I'm telling you how old I am, I was about 4 years old, and he took me back in the backyard, and we had outdoor plumbing. And we didn't have indoor plumbing. Stood me next to the old outhouse, or he stood next to the old outhouse and would have me throw. And I put more holes in that old thing than I was throwing wild pitches. Yeah, I played Little League. I played Pony League. I played American Legion. I played high school ball. I played high school ball, and I played at Kent State University on a partial baseball scholarship with Gene Stick Michael. He and I grew up together, and you know, he managed the Cubs and played for the Yankees. And he made the majors, and I didn't, but I always kid him that I had a higher batting average in high school than he did, which is true. I mean, it's, he made the majors, but he couldn't hit a lick. But boy, could he kill. I played first base, and I stuck my glove out and turned my head the other way, and he would hit my glove. But he'll admit that I was a better hitter as long as I tell people that he was a better basketball player than I was, because my job on the basketball team was to get the ball to him and get out of the way.
Let him do his thing.
Well, I cannot say enough. My partner here, Harold, and have you coming on here and talking to,
that's pretty awesome,
a couple morons from Fort Recovery.
My pleasure. Recovery Radio. My pleasure. I enjoyed it.
Yeah, I got one more for
all
you.
All right.
What's your, I mean, you've been covering the Reds forever. What's your neatest thing you ever seen? What was the biggest moment ever in Reds?
You know, I've covered 7,000 baseball games, and narrowed it down to one. I talked about one of them during my talk tonight.
I'm sure Pete Rose.
It was the Pete Rose fourth. Yeah. The second would probably be Tom Browning's perfect game. How often do you get to see a perfect game?
That would be
great. And the thing of it is, the game didn't start till 10 o'clock because of rain.
So
there were only about 3,000 fans there, and Browning said, if everybody was there who told me they were there, there'd have been 300,000 fans there. But the game ended at 5 till 12. Perfect game. My deadline is midnight. I had 5 minutes to write a story on a perfect game, and the goodness of their hearts, the paper gave me 5 more minutes, so I had 10 minutes to write a story on a perfect game. But probably the third one would be Carlton Fisk's home run in the 75 World Series, the sixth game. Yeah, and the thing about that is everybody thinks that because of that, everybody talks about that Boston won that World Series. They forget the Reds won Game 7 on Joe Morgan's base hit.
That's exactly right.
That's right. Well, it's been awesome having you on, and we couldn't thank you enough. We got a big game tomorrow. Go Indians.
Go Indians.
Go
exactly
Indians.
Exactly right. And I just want to thank all the people of Fort Recovery who are here tonight. I've done about 12 book signings now. This was by far the best one.
You're sold out. You sold out of books.
I brought 2 boxes of books and sold out, and that's never happened before either.
Good deal. And you got to eat made rice.
I stopped at Greenville on the way up and had made rice. That's it. Awesome, man. I had never had one before, and I ordered one. I thought they looked at me like I was nuts. There's only 2 bites here, so we went back and got 2 more.
Just to give you a little, me and my brother went to Dayton one time, the UD game. We stopped, Nick got 22 between two of us. So,
goodness.
You know, I can hold a few more than you. But we want to thank you for coming on, partner.
Well, thank you. It's my pleasure. Thanks for having me on.
Sure, appreciate it.
Thank you, guys.
Great meeting
you. Al McCoy on Fort Recovery Radio. We'll be right back right after this.
Hello, this is Tess from Forget Me Not Florist. Want to brighten someone's day? Make an ordinary day extraordinary with a surprise gift of flowers. For birthdays, anniversaries, new baby, or just because, call us today. We'll help you deliver happiness. Located in downtown Fort Recovery. Call 419-375-4668.
Hi, this is Chad Guggenbeller with Wayne IGA. It's garage sale time here in Fort Recovery, June 4th through the 6th, and the deals are smoking hot here in our store. There's all kinds of deals on steaks, chops, burgers, and brats, all kinds of beverages to your liking, and, of course, a produce and deli department that has full service and fresh food cut and prepared to your liking. So, come on over and barter for some deals on the streets of Fort Recovery. Shop the town and then enjoy all kinds of great deals right here. Traditional service, historical value. Shop Wayne IGA in Historic Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Tin Man's in downtown Fort Recovery will once again be raffling off a Harley Davidson with proceeds being donated. This time around, it will be a Harley Davidson Heritage Classic, with all proceeds being donated to the Heart of Hospice for the surrounding areas, Mercer, Dark, and Jay County Hospice. Tickets are $10 a piece, limit to 900 tickets. Stop in at Tin Man's in downtown Fort Recovery for a chance at a Harley Davidson with proceeds donated to our local Heart of Hospice.
Hello, I'm Kathy Etzler, a member of Trinity Lutheran Church here in Fort Recovery. We're the church with the chimes right across the street from Pacasac. On Sunday, June 7th, we will be having our annual ice cream social in the church basement from 3:30 to 7:30 p.m. This year will be special as we are calling it an appreciation event for this community. All sandwiches, homemade ice cream, drinks, and dessert will be free. There will be vanilla, chocolate, strawberry, pineapple, and maple nut varieties of the ice cream. We are so appreciative of the support the Fort Recovery community has given our church and its fundraisers over the years. This is our thank you to all of you. So come out, enjoy a free meal, no donations, and meet friends for an evening of socializing. An added benefit will be that you will be able to take home one free half gallon of our ice cream. Additional half gallons will be $5 each. Please feel free to use our elevator on the north side of the church for access to the basement. Looking forward to seeing many of you on Sunday, June 7th. And again, Fort Recovery is a community of wonderful citizens, and Trinity Lutheran Church appreciates your support. So join us for this free event.
Okay, we're back. In case you were trying to tune in earlier to listen to it live, we had some sound issues. We do have it recorded. Hopefully we can retrieve that and get it in our archives. The talk he had was extremely good. We had several people, including team people that for the baseball team that came in a little late, so they missed it. But it will be in the archives, but it's going to be a few days before we get a chance to get it all taken care of. So Hal McCoy's talk, we hope, will be in the archives. We have it recorded, but like the previous game, we're having a little trouble accessing the recording so we can put it in the archives. So we're still working on that. But
if we got it in there, we got to take it somewhere that somebody can figure it out.
We got to make sure we get it.
Yep.
That'd be big.
That's Mean Copy's best work.
The last one.
These cookies are delicious, by the way.
Yeah. And the cookies are. I ain't had one.
Well, they're not that good. Leave them for Bubba.
See, Bubba ate them.
Huh? No, I'll finish it. I didn't have.
That's your plate. Yeah, that's his plate of cookies.
Yeah.
Well, that was kind of neat.
That was cool, wasn't it?
Are you kidding me?
What is the deal on that?
That was awesome.
He is one of the most interesting people.
Yeah.
Very well spoken. A lot of writers don't speak well, but he spoke extremely well.
Yeah, that was fun.
It's pretty neat.
Well.
And he's rooting for the Indians
tomorrow. What are you thinking?
I like our chances again. Yeah. I feel pretty good. I just feel good about Jackson Hobbs pitching. I think we're going to be fine. I think we can beat this team.
So do we, what's the deal on Cade? We DH tomorrow? You letting Chase bat? What's the game plan?
Jerry said an hour before I'll let you know.
He's awesome about that.
Yes.
Sure.
Next question. What do you think happens on after we beat him on Saturday? Who starts?
That's a good question.
Will it depend on who we're playing and if they have left-handers, right-handers, what our scouting report is, if they can hit curveballs or fastballs or
probably,
something
like that? Probably, but I'd say Jerry's probably got something in an inkling right now.
Yeah. Yeah, he has three scenarios in his head all the time.
We did do, this week we had Cole and Chase and Cade all throw bullpens. I felt like our arms were dead.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we started thinking about that. You know, we just didn't have. I mean, Jackson's been pitching wide open, and the other boys really haven't.
Right.
Since we got into the tournament run, they haven't done a lot. You know, they haven't got to pitch too much. So I was hoping that maybe it'll help us a little bit, maybe get a little stronger. But
Chuck, your speakers are worth about $20,000.
That's a good one.
Yeah. Yeah, they are. They sounded terrific.
Sold. He just sold them.
Did you? Go buy
to
them
you.
He'd
sell
them,
sold
right
them to you.
$20,000?
$20,000
a
year.
That's the winning bid, Bob.
No. I do need them for the Psi sorority thing. I got to have them.
Can't get
Why?
Them.
Why? No, you don't. You don't need
Chuck,
them.
Chuck has something going on that week with the... If you're wondering what they're talking about, the Psi Iota Xi National Convention is going to be in Fort Wayne. Kathy Etzler is the national president, and our local chapter is hosting the national convention of the Psi Iota Xi, and Bob is going to be doing the DJing up there. So
you're the embassy.
Yeah.
That's big.
Yep. You know, I don't like
it. Bubba's going to have them dancing.
Mellencamp was there last week.
Yeah, I heard seeing that. I mean, you was going to go.
We were thinking about
what
it.
What time are we leaving tomorrow?
We got to get out by noon, don't we?
Yeah,
probably. That gives enough time.
We got to eat.
And
you can't go there on a full stomach. Sean's? Can't go there on an empty stomach,
empty
right?
Stomach. Yeah.
We got to have
her
a full stomach.
Yeah, we
got
to fill her up.
You got it, too. No doubt about it. What about... hey, Hank Spencey.
Yes, sir.
Back here one time.
Yes, sir.
I got a couple questions for this.
For the big man?
Yeah.
What's up?
Have you ever followed a state team before? Is this something new for you? Now, did you follow... Who was a wrestler from Jay County? Was it Hemelgarten? Was he gone?
He was there.
So did you go do that, or is that...
In terms of team, this is my second team that I covered for state. But I've been to the wrestling state finals each of the last two seasons.
You like that?
It's great.
You know anything about it?
Wrestling?
Yeah.
If you asked me that question 2 years ago, the answer is no. No,
better
yeah.
Figure it out a little bit?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. But no, the Jay County gymnastics team made it to state last year. So I got to cover them. But this is the first spring sport I've covered at state.
Jay County gymnastics team. How's our gymnastics team?
I'm thinking we're...
they tumble.
Karen Raynick.
Yeah, that's right.
They have all kinds of stuff. We're not a
flippers.
I had somebody mention to me the other day how lucky I am. Not just because of the job that I get to do, but since I've been in the area now, this is the second team that's made it to state finals. Yeah, state finals. And in the 15 years that Ray Cooney has been here, he's covered two teams in 15 years. I get two in 2 years.
Is that right?
One each of my first 2 years.
Where you been? You should have been here a long time ago.
Yeah, no kidding. Hey, you're killing us, Smalls.
You pay me enough, I'll stay. So maybe you can keep going.
I like it.
How about Ports? He got a ride yet?
Who?
He's trying to get a ride for me.
I think he left already on his golf cart.
He might be on his way.
I feel bad for Choppers, but God dang it.
It's a long road trip for him.
It is, unless he wants to sit back with you on the way over.
I'm in the front.
Yeah. You got to be in the front.
You're not driving with the team?
I'm co-pilot.
He's got to work.
I got to work till noon.
What's a job? What time's the send-off, Spencer?
Hey, 9:45.
9:45. I'll probably run up for that.
From where?
High school.
From the high school. Huh?
Are they actually
Banfield? Yeah, Banfield, yeah.
I was going to say, I figured we'd probably be out outside.
Oh, on our band tower?
Yeah, the big tower.
No, the field where the band practices.
Yeah, with the band tower?
Yeah. What do you have against band towers?
Because ours is sitting in the middle of our parking lot.
Yeah.
I tell you what, I was at Homestead High School last week for Jay County softball and baseball sectional.
Mm-hmm.
And I get to this was Memorial Day, mind you. They play sports on Memorial Day.
Memorial Day? Who does that?
Indiana. So, I get up to Fort Wayne, I'm waiting on, you know, Jay County team is going to practice. Actually, this was on Tuesday, I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
Jay County, they were playing the second game of a doubleheader, and the first game was delayed about 90 minutes. So they get there, they want to warm up, and out in left field from the softball diamond is a field turf football field. Next to it is...
Nice job, you blew the camp up. Don't worry about Chuck.
Next to it is a band tower, you know, mm-hmm. So we figure it's just a practice field, and... I was over there kind of chatting with the softball coach, and they said, yeah, they told us we could practice on the band field, but as long as you didn't wear our spikes. The band field was the field turf field that they were talking about.
Really?
About 200 yards to the west was a grass field for the football team. The band practices on a field turf.
I think they got a pretty good band.
Or they got somebody who wants to throw money for them to
or
practice on field turf.
Paid the money. That's exactly right.
Somebody's in the band had a lot of cabbage.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Field turf for a band.
That ain't bad.
You know who we should have had on tonight? We should have interviewed the ladies who put this on.
Oh, that would be good.
You know, they
idea.
Did. And I think it was the it wasn't just the Fort Recovery Library, because the lady ran was from St. Henry.
No, she works at the library.
Okay. So it's Fort Recovery. So it's Fort Recovery Library.
Fort Recovery Library put her on.
How did they get Hal McCoy?
I don't know.
That was a great call.
If he would come and sell books.
Hal McCoy.
That's big.
That's huge.
We're loving him, ladies.
Huh? He knows more about baseball. You could talk to that guy
hours.
I'd love to talk to him for about baseball.
I just met him today, and I already idolize him as a sports writer.
Yeah, he's awesome. He's just down to earth.
The stories that he can tell covering more than 7,000 games.
Yeah, amazing.
I've covered about 200, and I have some stories.
And you pretty much suck at it.
Well, that's what I'm told. Just not this week, apparently.
No, you're doing good awesome. This week. People love you.
I'm putting in some work this week. I'm trying. I mean, these kids deserve it.
Yeah. Yep.
Everything that I'm writing about them.
Well, I think it's cool, too. There ain't nothing neater than getting the paper out and seeing pictures of your kids in the paper and articles about your kids. It's awesome.
That picture, that did you have it where it shows who's our leadoff hitter?
Mitch Stommen.
Mitch scoring, clapping his hand in our fans.
Yeah.
That's my picture.
That baby is...
That's awesome. Timmy's in the background.
Timmy's going crazy.
Timmy, I love it.
I tell you what.
That is a picture right there, boy.
That's why it was on the front page.
Yeah.
That was that beautiful. Sucker.
You know what? I took a lot of photos that day. Nearly 700 photos. And I had... You know, I was working on Deadline. I posted up in the McDonald's there, south side of Springfield. That's where I worked from that night.
Yeah.
Send stuff back. I whittled it down to about 20 photos. I sent them back here. My boss takes a look at them, and he gives me all these. He's like, all right, write cut lines for these, which are the captions. So I'm like, okay. He's going to use three. And he's like, oh, so also give me cut lines for this, 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 and this. We ended up having six pictures in that newspaper that day.
I remember.
I mean, that picture, I didn't like it at first, but after seeing it in print, after seeing it online, I love it. Am I supposed to give this up for a second?
Well, we want to thank you and commend you for the job you've done.
It's been awesome.
We're going to get out here early tonight so we can get these girls home. But we'll see you in Columbus, and let's hope we got a couple more games.
Tomorrow, right. There you go, buddy.
Hey, one town, one team, one dream, right?
There you go, Shonzy. Like thanks, man.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Bud. Commissioner Review Sports Editor. We are joined now by the... Did you get this lined up?
I did not, actually.
Okay.
But our library director, Linda Niefeld, did.
Linda did this.
Yeah, I am Tony Lefevre.
This is Tony.
I am a staff member at the Fort Recovery Public Library and a lifetime Fort Recovery resident. Go Indians.
You betcha. Absolutely.
Yeah.
So how did this happen? Did they send something to you guys?
Actually, we had a patron that contacted us and said that... they had a relative that would like to hear Mr. McCoy speak, but didn't want to travel the long distance, you know, down to Sydney or Dayton. Would we be interested in hosting him here at Fort Recovery because they felt like their relative would come to Fort Recovery to hear him?
Mm-hmm.
Sure, we'll get in touch. They had a publisher's contact information, and we contacted them. They were more than happy to come. They gave us a couple of dates, and we looked at the calendar and just picked one and hoped that it would work out well. So,
perfect. For this to go on, and as our team goes,
as our team's heading to state,
it's like the good Lord had something going, you know?
Yeah, pretty exciting.
Yeah, it was perfect.
I thought it was really cool. The first thing he said tonight was go Indians, you know? He's excited for success in any area and for the team to do this well. You know, it's just really cool, yeah.
So you're an employee of the library, you're on the board, or what?
I am a staff member.
You're a staff member?
Yeah.
So how's the library? You guys... busy? Is this during the summer?
We are crazy busy right now. You would not believe how many people in Fort Recovery love to read. It's great.
So I remember when I was a kid, okay?
Uh-huh.
And we'd have all these little fart smellers. We'd go up there. We always had summer reading programs at the park. They do any stuff like that?
We have a summer reading program.
At the parks where we can go eat, drink juice and eat cookies and read a book?
We do a few activities at the park. A lot of them are at the library now.
Yeah.
The kids won't do it outside. The kids love to be outside, but sometimes weather doesn't cooperate, staffing issues and stuff. But with the Friends of the Library help and the Psi Iota Psi sorority, we are able to fund a really great reading program at the library. It actually starts on Monday. And the theme for the summer reading program this year is Every Hero Has a Story. So, we're going to focus on the typical heroes, Superman, Spider-Man, Batman, everybody's favorite.
Absolutely.
But we also want to focus on community heroes and fire department, policemen, teachers, parents, any community.
Neil Spencer.
Yeah. He's at the top of our list.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Superhero.
Radio DJs, everybody.
Yeah.
We're out.
Yeah.
So we're going to focus on a lot of different heroes. We're even hoping to maybe introduce the kids to, the police chief or one of the guys on staff here, fire department. Yeah, and just to allow them to know that People in uniform are people you can go to for help. Yeah. There are people that put themselves out there, and not every hero has to wear a cape.
Yeah, very good.
Soldiers, you know, it's just really cool.
That is.
So we're excited about the summer reading program. We've got a calendar on our website, FortRecoveryLibrary.org. Mm-hmm. All kinds of different programs. We're bringing in the Neil Armstrong Air and Space Museum. We've got somebody coming from Science Central in Fort Wayne.
I love science.
That was fun.
It is fun. You'll have to come up because they're going to do some super science projects.
That was fun.
They said they needed a 5-foot clearance in front of the table and a high ceiling.
Do we got that?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome. Kids are going to eat it up.
That's right. Yeah. That is right. Should I send Lane up? Can he come up?
Absolutely. Lane.
He's 9 days old, but I think he'd like it.
He'll love books. Yeah. I know it. He'll sit there quietly the whole time.
Yeah, it's
perfect.
He's already read more books than you have.
You know, that's probably right, Spencer. Well, we want to thank you for getting this thing lined up. And
this was a great
It was awesome.
Great program.
And a great crowd tonight.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
I'm absolutely thrilled. I can't take credit for setting it all up, but I was part of it, and we're just absolutely thrilled at Fort Recovery and local communities supported it, and you guys are here too. That's great. Thank you so much.
It's fun.
Well, thanks a lot.
We appreciate the library.
That's right. Mr. McCoy was excellent. So
said this is his best one. That's good.
Right. Yeah, sold out books, and actually he's sending us some more. So, you know, yeah, I recommend The Real McCoy. If anybody out there is listening, want to order the book, Hal McCoy was a class act. It was really cool.
Yes. Well, we thank you for coming on. We're going to take one more break.
Thanks for coming on, Tony.
We're going to finish it up with the next segment. Spency, take us away. Recovery Radio.
Visit the 47-acre campground at Rossburg Acres. There are plenty of permanent and short-term camping sites available with water and electric hookups. Call 419-375-4944 or 419-852-0115 to make your reservations. If you are planning a party or a get-together, there are two large shelter houses available for rent on Sundays. One of these is sure to meet your needs. Make sure your reservations are in advance by calling 419-375-4944 or 419-852-0115 or visit RossburgAcres.com.
You could spend hundreds of thousands of dollars on plastic surgery and a new wardrobe, but that's not what would make people love you. Now, a new brick paver patio, that would be a start. Maybe a fireplace. Oh, I know, a fire pit and a water feature. Oh, you're going to be so loved. Forget the gray-haired dude on TV selling online romance. Have Kurt and Eric, the real artist at Nature's Green, give you the makeover that will make you and your home irresistible. Nature's Green Nursery.
This is Ted Romer at Fort Recovery Insurance, where we've teamed up with Buckeye Insurance Group to win our clients' trust by offering quality insurance protection and personalized service at competitive rates. Just like our Indians, we take pride in our winning tradition and will do our best to coach you on the best insurance protection for your home, farm, and auto. Call Fort Recovery Insurance at 419-375-4041 or visit our office in downtown Fort Recovery. Fort Recovery Insurance and Buckeye Insurance Group, the winning tradition continues.
June 1st through June 6th, the Fort Recovery Friends of the Library will be having a used book sale at the library. So stop in for bargains on magazines, books, CDs, DVDs, and more. And on Saturday, June 6th only, all books will be sold for only $1 a bag. That's the used book sale at the Fort Recovery Library, June 1st through June 6th.
We're on.
Yes, sir.
Spencey called us up off guard there.
Sorry.
That's all right. That's all right. We're back here at the auditorium for recovery.
We're about it. We ain't left, did we,
buddy? Yeah, we're the last ones in the building.
That is. Everybody. All we got left is cookies and lemonade. Yeah. Chuck and Chauncey and three of the best right here.
And actually, in the last 10
minutes, there's only this many here.
7 dozen cookies.
They were eating cookies wide open.
they brought a giant platter of cookies over, and we had 6 left.
Yeah.
I've tried every one of them, and I wasn't sure that the first one that I tried of each kind was that good, so I tried a second one.
Good idea.
And I wasn't sure that was good, so the third one. I've had three of every kind. 3 dozen cookies.
Perfect. No.
Big day tomorrow.
Big day
tomorrow. We're going to have a little send-off at 9:45.
They're meeting at the band park.
At the band field, out on the side.
Band field. And then we're going to get the trucks out. We're going to get them out of here.
Our trucks are going to take them out. And
We get the cannon out?
The cannon is going to be out. Ooh, that's good.
What are you going to do with that?
Just fire it off.
Boom.
We can't make enough noise right now.
Are you going to take it? You should lead them. Lead them to clone.
Oh, apparently there's a gas leak in the school.
A gas leak in his school.
It's snickerdoodles.
Wow, that's a bad snickerdoodle.
I ain't proud of that either.
That snickerdoodle, mine tasted better than that.
Whew.
My snickerdoodles tasted
like. I got some issues. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah,
no problem.
Okay, so here's the game plan. I talked to Kurt Ram all day.
Yes, sir.
We are having a welcome home Monday night. Did you know that?
No.
Somebody said that.
Well,
so I say if we win the thing, why not Saturday night?
I don't get it either.
I don't understand that. We're going to play at 1 on Saturday. We're going to win. We're going to be done. We're going to be home by 6, 7. What a perfect time to have it.
I don't know why we wouldn't just party like rock stars Saturday. We're going to anyway.
Yeah, we're going to do that.
We lose or draw. It's going to be a crazy party.
I think somebody wants to do a little like a ceremony thing and all that
stuff.
Well,
they want to take pictures of it to put on the wall or whatever.
Oh, for God's sake.
Which we can do that anytime. Do that on Monday night.
I got my phone. Take it on the phone.
Right. We can do that on Monday night. But
we take great pictures.
But yeah, I think he wanted to get you and me and Calpy in there maybe and do some open mic stuff and let the kids talk. And
hey, now this is awesome. A great text I just got from Toby Metzger.
Toby Metzger, he knows his stuff.
Hey, if you get this, and I got it, let people know to come into Columbus on I-70 and not 33 because it's construction and the Memorial Golf Tournament's going on. And that is a zoo
will be a zoo. Now, the construction, according to what Dan Fullenkamp's been going down there. The construction starts next Monday, the 7th, I think, or whatever. It may be 8th, maybe. Uh-huh. But there is construction supposed to be going on there. But the official thing was Dan sent an official thing from Ohio Department of Transportation, ODOT.
I had two tickets to the Memorial Saturday.
Did you?
With Golden Bear passes.
Ooh,
that's big.
Which means I got to go into the Golden Bear thing.
Ooh, that's big.
I had to give them up. $180.
Ooh.
I had to sell them.
That's big.
Gosh. Huh? Don't worry about it, Chuck.
Hey, we win a state championship, it'll be worth it.
It's worth it anyway.
Yeah. This is.
I'm fired up.
This is really, really awesome. I'll tell you. The kids are our kids are great.
Yeah.
Our kids are a team.
They're fun to
have. I wonder,
they're all teams. I mean, people stuff.
Okay, if we had a stud and a couple other people hanging around, would we be the same team?
You don't know. Yeah. I understand. One team, one dream, one town, one.
Well, but
village.
Every. You know,
what's our shirt say?
We got a lot of stuff on our shirt.
Yeah. What did I read a little bit ago that I think our top six guys are all batting between 350 and 400.
That's possible. Pretty close to that.
And the bottom of our order has won games for us, and they get rallies started. They're just the start of the top of the order is all they are. They're not the bottom of the order. Some of those teams we played had guys batting under 200 down at the bottom of the order. We don't have anybody like that.
I see they have a few guys that are down in batting averages.
Yeah.
I'd say we bring them on.
Bring them on. Well, we are going to be on the air tomorrow at 3:45, maybe even a little earlier.
Yep.
Depending on, we have no clue. We're going in here. We don't know if we're going to be close to PG-14. We don't know nothing.
Yep.
And the only way we're going to get on the air is if this guy gets us on.
Chuck.
We got to make sure Chuck gets us on.
Yeah, and then you're only allowed so many press passes, and it's not like going to do a game around here.
Yeah.
We got to wear stuff.
Okay, yeah, you have to wear your press credentials.
We got credentials.
Have to wear your press credentials.
You got to wear them too, Shaunzy.
Yep. Press pass,
huh?
And we have to sign in, and we have to report in. They just don't like anybody just wandering in.
This is state finals. This is big. I'm fired up.
Semifinals. We're going to win.
I think we are too.
I'm pretty sure we are.
I think we're going to come back Saturday as state champions.
I think we got a chance.
Yeah,
a real good chance.
And we're going to burn the town down.
No, not completely.
No, we're going to burn down Calp Pharmacy.
Oh, that's
going to be right.
No, I think if we win, we light the extra building on fire.
Well, I'll tell you, well, one of the extra ones, yeah, but don't light the pharmacy on fire because the burning drugs is very lethal. We kill everybody in town.
We got to burn something. How about the Ranger?
Well, I was going to say,
we can blow the Ranger.
Yeah.
That'd be awesome.
I was going to say,
we're burning something down Saturday night after we win. I don't know. Shaunzy, will you drive? Huh? No, we got
win. No, yeah, we got to
win. Down we got to win. We can't burn her down without winning.
Yeah, we got to burn down something. Chuck, will you drive?
Ranger goes first.
I'm thinking maybe we don't want to burn anything down. That's what idiots do, Bob.
Oh, yeah.
Burn their town down if we win.
Hobbsy grossed us out. He says, morons like us get credentials. What's the world come to?
Hey,
I'm happy.
Is that Jeff or Jackson that sent that?
Yeah, that
should be both.
Probably. Yeah, probably from both of them.
Oh, you got to love it.
I don't know, but I got to put that picture on Facebook.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Us four,
that's a good
one.
Yep, that is a good one.
I love it.
Yeah. So he has arm around us. Al McCoy.
Al McCoy.
You know why? He's blind. He couldn't see who he was putting his arm around.
He can't see nothing.
He's legally blind. He had no idea. He was trying to hold on to something.
Yeah.
he thought somebody was pushing him.
he's blind, really.
He's not completely blind. He's legally blind. He can't make out.
I can't see nothing.
I can't see nothing either.
No. Can't see nothing.
Not a thing.
Huh?
Well, hopefully everybody gets fired up. Come up tomorrow night or tomorrow morning at 9:45. Send the boys out, and everybody get in the cars and get down there. Let's bring home a winner tomorrow night.
I'm with you, buddy. Tomorrow, next time we're on live, we're going to be coming from Huntington Field.
Huntington Field.
Yep, with an Indians victory.
Final hopefully four, Columbus, Ohio. Once again, for my sidekick. Mr. Harold Feeling.
Pretty happy about being here. We're going to have fun. What a great night tonight.
Yeah, you were big this week. You was in a lot of papers. And,
this is big. This is the most meeting I've ever been in.
This is big, ain't it?
About running over somebody or something.
Oh, hey. I hate to bring this up.
What you got?
We got to give a shout out to your dog.
Ooh, killed me. My dog went down this week.
Ooh.
Put my dog down.
Ooh.
Hurt, too.
Now, he's a good dog.
Ooh.
He's a good dog. My daughter's still crying.
I'm crying. I hate
him. I loved him. I got it.
Brutus, God love you. Let's win it for Brutus.
Brutus, we're going to win it for
Brutus.
We're
winning the state baseball for Brutus Feely.
Yeah. Baseball win for Brutus. You can't beat it.
That's going to be our motto.
Don't be bad. I'll be crying on Saturday, boys.
Yep.
Give me
and
a
then
dog.
We're going out straight to Doggy Cemetery. Where's he at?
I don't know where he's at.
Whoops. You don't know. All right.
Wherever the veterinarian put him.
Whatever he put
him. You didn't dig a hole?
No.
Put him by the pool.
I could have put him in the pool.
Oh, no. That'd keep the neighbors out, wouldn't it?
Yeah, we'd keep the neighbors out. He never did like going around the pool.
He hated a pool, didn't he?
He hated a pool.
He's a good dog.
I'll throw him in now. He can't bite you now.
Now he'd be happy.
He's a good dog. He always bit Toby Metzger in the sack.
Yeah, that's why he's a good dog.
Well, that's a great
smart dog.
That's a smart
good
dog.
Good dog and a smart dog.
Yeah, he took Toby's sack off a couple times.
Had a couple bag bites.
Yeah.
That's all right.
Nothing wrong with that.
You got to show your territory.
That's
that dog who's boss.
Boss.
He's the alpha male.
Yes, sir.
We will see you in about, I don't know, what is
we
it?
We got 10, 12 hours?
I think it's 9:04. No, I think it's 9:47, 20. What? 20?
19 hours.
19 hours. 19 hours till showtime.
We're not mathematicians here. We're just sports beat guys.
Yeah, we have no.
19 hours. Do the math.
Al McCoy's never been interviewed by two dumber people than he was today.
He's looking at going,
and he's
really
probably
good?
He's probably never enjoyed any interview more.
All right, we're getting out of here. Once again, the final time sports talk.
We'll see you tomorrow.
Go Indians.
Go Indians.